We had a whole bunch of really fun guests on the show this week, but a real moment on the show was when we had Mickey Dolenz, formerly of the Monkees, I mean, the voice of the Monkees, Daydream Believer, Steppin' Stone, Pleasant Valley Sunday, go down the list of songs that he did the lead vocal on. He was at the City Winery for two nights this past week, stopped by our WGN TV Morning News, talked about his career, talked about his latest album, and then we surprised him with a gospel group, the Soul Children of Chicago, singing a Monkey song at the end of the interview. And then he joined along, singing with the gospel group. It was loads of fun.
Just another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Mickey Dolenz, the familiar voice of the Monkees, really a cultural icon, part of this group that moved a generation and inspired millions. The Monkees had a dozen top 20 hits, four number one albums. They also won two Emmy Awards. And Mickey Dolenz joins us this morning. He was appearing in Chicago tonight and tomorrow. Welcome back. Good day.
Hey, good morning. With
thank you. Love it here. Love the Windy City. In fact, when I was 10 years old, I had a series on NBC called Circus Boy.
Right.
And we did a press junket coming across country by train because they brought my elephant, my pet elephant, with me. And my first press event in my life was promoting this new show.
Really?
And it was at the Pump Room.
Here
in Chicago.
They brought an elephant to the pump room?
Yeah, well, not inside. Oh. They staked it to a tree outside, I think, or something, for a photo op. But then we went on to New York, and the elephant and I went on stage with the Rockettes.
Wow. How about that?
That was crazy.
You want to see a little? We have some Circus Boy video, actually.
No kidding.
Maybe you'll remember this. You're singing with the rest of the cast.
Maybe well, don't bet we have it,
that's
Dean.
That's if the control room is watching this channel.
Yeah, that's right.
No, that's
not
it.
That's not
Circus
Boy.
It's called Circus Boy. Anyway,
we did do that. We recorded
we'll
the theme song.
But actually, you and I were talking about this before we went on, that Pleasant Valley Sunday video and Daydream Believer with the multicolor in the background also filmed right here in Chicago.
Right here, at the what is now Oprah Winfrey Studio.
Yeah, soon to be McDonald's headquarters. What do you think of when you see those old videos and the hair and the...
I'm so old! Thanks for bringing it up!
It's got to be great memories, you guys.
Of course it is.
Peak of popularity, then.
Yeah, I'm told I had a great time.
Were they surprised? Were they surprised at how good the music became? Was it supposed to be just, this is going to be a little shtick, we're going to run through the show? Were they surprised at how this all took off so well?
They meaning us and everybody. And
you tell me.
You never know. I mean, the producers, you know, Bob Rafelson, became famous film director, and Jim Frawley, who won Emmys for other shows. And, you know, we had incredible songwriters. At the time, songwriters didn't get a whole lot of credit. Mm. They were just, you know, in a little room in the back.
Technicians, yeah.
But, you know, people like Carole King and Neil Diamond and Harry Nilsson and Paul Williams, Boyce and Hart, they were the ones writing the songs for not just us, but a whole lot of other acts at the time. And so when you start with that kind of quality material, you know, it's hard to screw it up. I managed a couple of times. So you never know if stuff's going to go or not. If there was a formula, there wouldn't be any flops.
Yeah.
And so you just do your best, surround yourself with people that you... And like one of the producers once said when he was asked what was the success, he says, we just caught lightning in a bottle.
You guys sold more albums than the Beatles and the Rolling Stones combined in 1967.
I mean, that's look, what they say.
It's amazing. I mean, I
and
had that.
Ask me if I saw any of it.
let me ask you that. You know, because we hear stories about TV stars from back in the day. They just, the contracts didn't reflect what the artist should be getting. Do you feel good about that, or are you angry about that, Mickey?
No, I'm just fine. Thanks for bringing it up. We got the same thing everybody else did, all television stars at the time. And the SAG, Screen Actors Guild, rules at the time were just six reruns, which were over very quickly in the 60s and 70s. And after that, no, not a cent.
That's amazing because the Monkees still show all over the country. Yeah. In fact, on our Nostalgia Channel, Antenna TV, not only
the Monkees, but also Circus Boy, that apparently they've somehow lost the clip.
But Mike,
it's really cool. But I just want to mention, you know, we're talking about the past, but you guys are still very much popular in the future. I saw you at the, you and Peter Tork and Mike Nesmith at the Chicago Theater.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, you saw, oh, there you go. There's,
now we lost.
Is that Circus Boy?
Yeah.
We were singing the theme song. Skitch Henderson's orchestra.
Really?
Somebody wrote some words to the theme. It's great, it's terrific, it's the best show on the circus being down today.
Look at you.
My bleach blonde hair.
Look at you.
Mike, did you have a question?
I did. Good morning, Mickey.
Hi.
I have read this, and it said that you auditioned for the role of Fonzie on Happy Days, but they said the reason you didn't get it is because you were too much taller than the other cast members. Is that true, or is that just one?
Well, it's true that I auditioned for it. Uh-huh. I don't know if that's the reason they didn't confide that in me, but I do remember the audition. It was a callback, and I was there. It was just Henry Winkler and myself.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And we became really good friends years later, and he said he walked in there and saw me there, and he said, "Oh, it's Mickey Dolenz. I'll never get this."
Wow.
He was wonderful. He was the Fonz.
He is the Fonz.
Yeah. Just talking about you guys that were touring a couple of years ago and had a top 20 album.
That was last year. I was we have a top 20 album called Good Times.
Yeah.
Again, with incredible songwriters besides songwriters from the 60s, some of Carole King and Neil Diamond and Harry Nilsson tunes that we found that were unfinished.
Right.
But Rivers Cuomo from Weezer and Ben Gibbard, Death Cab for Cutie, Alan Partridge, Noel Gallagher. And it was top 20 50 years after we came on television.
The equivalent
would have been in 1966, an act having a top 20 album from 1916, like Al Jolson or Enrico.
The Soul Children of Chicago, it is. Salute you.
I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face.
Yeah.
I would leave her.
Yeah.
Like trees down my mind. I'm in love. Ooh. I believe her. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Mickey Dolenz singing along with the Soul Children of Chicago. Huge gospel group. It sounded amazing. If you want to watch the video, it's really cool. It's up at WGNTV.com.